Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Her insight on what to do across the state is unrivaled. She is the go-to person when you need an event promoted. It's time to talk to the queen of promotions from AY Magazine and Arkansas Money and Politics. It's Heather Baker.
Heather Baker's on the phone. Heather was here two days ago. Was it yesterday? Wow. You know what? That's what's wild. I can't believe it's already been yesterday.
Did you get hit in the head with a softball?
I did. No, I don't know. Heather, well, welcome back to the show. It's your official time. Yesterday, you paid me the honor of coming up here and letting me know that I was the number one trivia host in all of the world.
King of trivia. Exactly ding, ding, right. Ding.
It was nice on the marquee down in Hot Springs. They've got the AY Magazine winner, boom, right there on my picture on the marquee, which is cool. So when I walked in there, before I opened the door into the casino yesterday, I told
what
Samantha.
What did you say?
I said, sweetie, when I open it, when we go through this door, I go in as a champion.
Yeah.
She just looked at me and said,
shut up.
Open the door.
Yeah.
She smiled. Outward, she said, that's right, baby. You are champion. Inside, I know she did. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go see what's happening. Heather, talk to me. What's happening with you?
Well, first of all, I have to say, how cool is the shirt Steve Kwan made you? How about them apples?
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. It is a pretty sweet shirt. Maybe he'll get me one.
One off. No, this is a one off. But there might be one more floating around in the universe.
You know, yeah, Heather, now I've got a package here. Do I need to leave that here for you?
I'll swing by and get it. Thank you so much.
Say what?
Thank
oh, you'll swing by. Oh, very good, very good. I brought it
thinking she'd show up again.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know. You seemed to think that she would. But anyway, we'll leave that package down front, and you'll be able to come by and get it at your leisure anyway. Well, thanks a lot anyway. Thanks again. I appreciate that. I know a lot of people are interested in some of the other categories that you have.
Yes.
When will you release all of those winners?
Yes, so June 1st is the winner's issue, and most of the winners have been notified because there's a party coming up for, you know, we have a red carpet event that we invite all of our winners to. But for the entire state to know, it'll be in the June issue, and that's what we call our winner's issue. But, I mean, everybody that made top three, they really are
sure,
you know, elite, because it's such a huge demographic that we cover the state. Because if you think about how many restaurants there are, or how many musicians there are, or all of that, how many doctors there are. So it is a huge honor to get AY's Best Of, but, you know, the winners are just a tad bit special, and they'll be all released on June 1st.
Yeah, it is. I know that Crazy Dave and a few other people are FOIing as we speak, RJ Hawk, to try to get the numbers on the trivia deal. RJ is doing his bup a favor and sealing those numbers.
Yeah.
Just in case. Not just, that there's anything wrong. Just
RJ,
in case.
RJ signed an executive order yesterday.
Thank you, RJ.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I did.
Thank you, RJ.
With my one pen that I've got.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very
Heather,
much.
Heather, how many people did you say were in this event, in these events total?
Well, in the trivia, there were almost 30 across the state that were nominated in that. But as in nominations and votes, I think there were like 160,000 people that did nomination and votes for who won.
You know what's funny about that, Heather, as we talk about it? It was because of our conversation at least you say part of it was. And I mean, when an idea is an idea and it's a good idea, you got to run with it. Because of that, it was just something else that you went, you know what? There's a ton of trivia that goes on every single night here in the state of Arkansas. And there's several companies, maybe one in particular, that does it everywhere. Half a dozen places every night are doing some type of trivia. And you went, you know what? There is not a category for that. You not only have the host that do one, then you have the venue that holds those things. You can do that. So if somebody's got an idea and go, well, why don't you recognize this group of people, this you'll certainly listen to them and hear them and maybe add them the next year or the year after that. If they have a good idea, how would they tell you about that? Where would they send a message to you? Is it AY.com?
Sure, they can Yes, well, they can email me at hbaker@aymag.com, but people reach out all the time, Roger, and on categories. Okay. I mean, obviously, we have like 1,800 people in there. I'm trying to be very careful about adding too many more. I want it to be sincere and, like, the categories be very strong. And, of course, I have my other magazine is Arkansas Money and Politics. So if it's on the more the commercial side,
right,
we tried to put it over there. But if it's on the residential, what we call lifestyle side, we put it in AY. But yes, I mean, I saw how hard you work. I mean, I watch you, I listen to you, and I know how early y'all are up in the mornings. Because I mean, I'm doing events all the time too. But my gosh, y'all's early schedule all the way to the night, and you being in Hot Springs—that's a huge commitment, and that deserves an award, Roger. So congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. You're kind. Listen, I'm blessed to be able to do what I do. Get to hang out here with Baz. Get to hang out here with my buddy Steve and RJ and you, and meeting people like Moose, and going out and doing that and having a good time. And it's a great way for me to make a couple extra bucks. So I got to do that too.
Yes, absolutely.
But we all got to work hard. We all got to do what we got to do. All right, Heather, tell us what's going on this weekend. It's a big weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
There's got to be some new things that are going on in addition to the usual weekends in Arkansas.
Yeah, there are. They're great events. You can check them all out at aymag.com. So we do every athletic event. And I know we've got a Scottie Pippen camp coming up. So if you want to look into that, you can go to our website, check that out. We have every music lineup across the entire state of Arkansas. And also remember, when I'm on the buzz, I typically talk about events that are kind of close around Central Arkansas, but there are events for around the entire state of Arkansas. So if you're going to, you know, you have this extra day, if you want to jump in the car and drive to Northwest Arkansas, we have a ton of events up there that you can check out on our website. But locally, this weekend, we had the Special Olympics Summer Games, and this is the largest event for the Special Olympics going on. Over 2,000 athletes and 500 coaches are going to come together across the state for the Special Olympics, and that's going to be going on this weekend at Harding University, so you can get out and support all of those athletes as well. We've got the Whiskey Ridge Chuck Wagon Races and Western Event. Have you ever been to a chuck wagon race?
Oh, yeah. I've not seen them actually in the race, but Baz and I have traveled up to, is it Batesville?
Clinton.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
We have seen the activities. We've been up there a time or two the weekend prior to it, or a few days prior to it. It's a major deal. It's along the same lines of the Indy 500.
Absolutely. Well, this one is in Malvern. It's going to be at the Whiskey Ridge Ranch. It's been going on for a couple of days. It's going to be going on all the rest of the weekend. So we've got chuck wagon races. Cool. You can expect trail rides if you want to ride on horses, live music, barrel racing, cornhole competition. They're going to have bucking bulls and bronc, and they're going to have cattle dog demonstrations. So that's going to be so much fun. Again, that's at Whiskey Ridge Ranch in Malvern. We have that Arkansas Travelers will be playing. They're going to face their fierce rivals, the Springfield Cardinals, and that's going on all weekend. So there's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday games there at Dickie Stevens Park, so you can check that out. And right next to that, our friend Susan and Cliff Prowse are putting on the Pulaski County Fair in Riverfront Park, and AY is proud to be a huge sponsor of that. It's back for the sixth year. It's been going on all weekend. This is its final weekend. You've got stuff for the entire family. You've got the petting zoo. You're offering camel and pony rides. Great food options. There's a huge beer garden and live music. So much going on. Gate admission is only $5, and 10 and under are free. So you can check that out. If you're going to be in Hot Springs, I highly recommend going to Garvin Gardens and seeing their new art installation. It is fascinating, incredible. Garvin has so much to offer anyway, but having that art in there is putting it up there with the big dogs like in Chicago, and because the big, huge gardens, Roger, they typically have art installations in there, and this is the first one that we've ever had, and I know that Kristen is working on continuing that. So definitely check that out at Garvin, Woodland Gardens. So much stuff to go on in Hot Springs anyway. But we've got also at Birdie's Cabaret Theater, and I know that one of their guys was up against you, Roger. They placed in the top three for Trivia Guy, but they are hosting a mystery night. So this is three mysteries, one night, that you're going to work in teams, so they involve the audience to progressively solve a murder. So that's going to be going on tonight at Birdie's Cabaret Theater in downtown North Little Rock. We also have Blues and Barbecue. This is in Fairfield Bay. Barbecue, bago tournaments, live music, beer, food, garden, crafts, and so much more. That will be going on all weekend long in Fairfield Bay. And, of course, we have Memorial Day at the zoo, so check that out. Support your zoo. And if you're a veteran active military, it is free of charge this weekend to celebrate you. That's what Memorial Day is all about. So You can go to the zoo at no charge for active military. Please bring your ID. We've got Stars and Stripes Cookout Kids event at Bass Pro. So Bass Pro is going to have a huge outdoor event. They're going to have an outdoor archery range, kids fishing, scavenger hunt, outdoor games, and so much more. Downtown Mount Ida is going to be having a huge Good Old Days fair.
We
can
be
check
there
out
tomorrow.
Who is that?
It's Steve.
Who's this book?
We may be at that car
show. Oh, yeah, Steve.
Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's where you're going to be?
Probably.
Okay,
that's
good.
It's going to be a great show.
And then you're inviting everybody over to your house, Steve?
Yeah, sure.
Come
early and stay late.
Right. Live music, car shows. They're going to have a 5K shopping. The festivities will be so much fun. That starts at 9 a.m. and it'll be going to 5 p.m. on Saturday. And then, of course, fireworks shows will be going on. But one of the ones I want to bring up is the Memorial Day at Lake Hamilton. So the fireworks will be shot from the middle of Lake Hamilton from the barges located on the east side of Highway 7. So you can check that out, kind of over by Doubletree Hot Springs. So fireworks will begin on Sunday, and they all begin at dark. And again, you can check out all these events at aymag.com, and there's so many more.
Well, Heather, that is a ton. But a couple, that was a lot. That was a ton. RJ and I are looking at it. RJ looks like he just got hit again with a softball because not only with everything that was going on with the weekend, but the Memorial Day festivities. Well, Heather,
well,
thank you very much.
As long as he doesn't have to eat vanilla pudding, right?
Yeah, correct.
Thank you, Heather. That's exactly right. You think it might have, like Justin and I were talking about, maybe would have knocked some sense into him, but no. But we're glad he's okay,
What's Heather's Memorial Day? What does she do? What do you have a tradition?
She's got a
tradition. Clearly, she's got a lot of events to go to.
Yes, she'll be doing those, that's for sure. Well, Heather, thanks a lot. We appreciate it very much for being a part of the show, as always. Thank you to AY Magazine. Go to AY.com to check out all that's happening around the state.
Y'all have a fantastic weekend, guys.